This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and welcome to everybody out there to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, the host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, as we broadcast on this Friday edition, live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning. And we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's, of course, the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world and via the internet, and via satellite over the GCN network. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout-out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and, of course, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, you're keeping America rolling along, and we want to salute you. We want to let you know that we appreciate each and every one of you. And, of course, the over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, our FedEx, UPS drivers, the bulk mail center haulers, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go so that we can get where we need to go. And, of course, we don't want to forget our Amazon warehouse workers and Amazon drivers delivering their packages all over the country. Now, if you want to follow us on Facebook, you can do so by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find Captain Matt on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, Getter, and we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And of course, our temporary call in right now for listeners this week is going to be 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. If you'd like to call in and opine, and maybe you have a question for our first guest of the hour here, and that would be none other than Mr. Frank Salvato from Underground USA. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Good morning. And are you ready to say the pledge? We'll get down to business.
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Absolutely. And, of course, folks, as you know, Captain Matt Bruce, at the top of every hour when we recite the pledge, emphasizes those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Frank, want to get your opinion here real quick about the incident that happened at the Air Force Academy commencement ceremony where President Joe Biden took a pretty nasty fall.
Well, he's prone to that. We've seen that happen a couple times on Air Force One. When he's not familiar with where he's walking, he tends to have a little bit of a problem with that. But that comes in tandem with his cognitive decline, and it's getting worse. So I think what we need to do is apply this, and I'm glad he's okay.
Sure.
You know, I don't wish anybody to ill when it comes to health reasons. I don't agree with him on anything that he says or stands for, but I don't wish him ill will when it comes to health and longevity in life. But when you get to be his age and you do suffer from cognitive decline, you have incidents like this. And quite honestly, we're just kind of lucky that he didn't break something, because at that age, when you break a hip or break a knee, you tend to have some pretty serious health issues moving forward. And like I said, I don't wish him any ill will, but I definitely don't want a President Harris.
Well, I think you're right, and we are glad that he wasn't hurt, because so many people across the land, you know, have grandparents or, you know, the other family members that are at that age or and do get injured because they just happen to take a fall and get injured very badly. And so, yes, we're all glad that the president's okay, but I do think it goes into the hopper, not only just for voters, but of course for others looking in on our country.
Oh, absolutely. Presidency has sent a signal all along, and we saw this happen at the end of the campaign. Something happened. There was a switch that went off. One day he was typical Joe Biden with the faux pas, just flying out of the mouth and inappropriate behavior, and the next day something was just wrong.
Yes.
The sunglasses went on and something was wrong. And that was seen by the powers that be around the world. And once he got into office and he started having more and more of these incidents of cognitive decline become evident, you saw some aggressive posturing by not only China, but Russia. So it does send a signal for around the world. Now, that really should come into play when we start getting into the 2024 campaign more deeply. You have to have someone who is flexible, who is there cognitively, who is quick-witted, who understands how to move forward and pivoting on the fly when you're president of the United States. And maybe we need to get away from this, hey, you've got to be over 70 in order to run for office.
Agreed. Yes, I think voters out there on both sides, Republicans, Democrats, and especially independents, would wholeheartedly agree with that, because I think they're looking maybe for somebody else at this point altogether.
Well, on the world stage, it matters. You know, it just does. It may be shallow. You know, some people would see it as shallow, but there are enough people with the credentials to run for president of the United States who aren't into the fall or winter years of their lives who can serve the presidency.
Agreed. All right, Frank, we hear the music coming up here, so hold the phone just for a moment. Folks, when we come back, we've got much more with Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. And we have much more to talk about. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt this morning. We'll be right back.
The Captain's America, Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course, as we head through the 5 o'clock hour here, hour number 4 of the program. And in just a few moments, we'll be getting right back to Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. But first, I want to tell you that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That would include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. You know, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side-by-side there in, on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And then, of course, they've got the brand-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville. And that's on State Route 50 right near the Suncoast Parkway, so you can't miss it. Their flagship location, of course, is located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. That's 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. Check them out, mossnissan.com, mossacura.com, and Moss, of course, is spelled M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com, mossacura.com. Check them out. All right, well, as we said, we've got Frank Salvato, Underground USA, holding patiently on the telephone line. Good morning once again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, sir. And, you know, I wanted to ask you this. You know, we're understanding now that Anheuser-Busch, that's the parent company, of course, of Bud Light, they've got $27 billion they've lost, I guess, in their market cap, and their shares, of course, are having huge trouble. How much is enough? How much is it going to take for companies like Anheuser-Busch, even like Disney, like to figure out that this woke thing, it's not really going to translate into huge success?
Yeah, add to that list Coca-Cola and Target. They're, yep, you know, they're both taking it on the chin because of the stances they've taken that are all based in wokeism, which is something I delve into a little bit in the piece that's featured over at Underground USA. It's titled "The Fight Against Wokeism Needs to Be Bipartisan." I don't think we're going to see a pivot in that area in large corporations moving away from it until they feel financial pain at the stockholder level.
Right.
Because money talks.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, especially when it comes to not only just products in a retail store or a beer or stuff like that, but when you have content that people are just sort of, you know, they're leaving it in droves. They're not going to your movies, let's say, because they just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, well, it's infiltrated everything. And quite honestly, it's working the plan. You know, wokeism is not indigenous to the shores of the United States. It's firmly based in Marxism out of the late 1800s. And it's not only pulled from the Marxist revolution, it's pulled from the Chinese Communist revolution. It's about dividing to the point of agitating towards a violent division. And we're here. We're here at that process, that moment in time in the process, where people have had enough. Now, thankfully, so far, we haven't seen violence to the level that China experienced during its cultural revolution. But if we keep going down this path, it's going to happen.
Well, sure.
It's going to happen. People already can't talk politics without getting into a heated argument. And that's something that is, you know, while it happened on occasion in the past, this goes all the way back to our founding, we always could turn around and remember that we had more in common than we had in difference as Americans and move forward with it. Right now, if you voted for Biden, people on the right just want to excoriate you. And if you voted for Trump in the last election, people on the left want to harm you.
Right. Yeah. Because you're an existential threat. If you listen to James Comey. Right. I mean, this kind of nonsense. And you're right. It used to be, you know, you go for Thanksgiving and, you know, you've always got the family member who thinks they know everything about politics, whatever side they might have been on. And everybody kind of has to deal with that. But now, as you're describing, I think you're right. It's like light years away from the typical awkward Thanksgiving dinner type of discussion.
Yeah, and it's fueled by a culture, and again, we go back to wokeism. We're about two generations into teaching our children as they grow up that everything they do is fantastic, nothing they do is wrong. And then when they enter into adulthood and they have to face the realities of life where you learn quite harshly that not everything you do is okay, and you don't get rewarded with participation trophies just because you show up to life, you see these people who haven't been prepared for life by well-meaning parents, they get angry. Now, some people, a switch flips and all of a sudden they go grab whatever weapon they can find and they act out in bizarre ways like in mass shootings. Others withdraw. Others just get terminally angry about everything as if they are due a wonderful life automatically just because they breathe. So this woke movement that has been instilled in the United States, especially ever since the Wilson administration, with the pop of the progressives onto the stage, this division that has been incrementally seeded in American society has reached a point now where the division is palpable.
Right.
You know, we had a civil war in the 1800s based on an economic, mostly economic, and that includes the slavery issue because it was an issue of economics, a war that tore at the nation because we couldn't agree on a way to move forward as a unified presence. Today, we're right back at that level.
No kidding.
And that's why you hear some people on the fringe talking, well, we've got to have a national divorce. We have to have this. We don't have to have a national divorce. We have to accept the fact that we are a country based on individualism.
Right.
That's what the framers wanted to give us. My right to throw a punch ends where your nose begins. We all need to understand that we have freedom, and that's the unifying property of being an American. So we don't all have to be, as the woke movement would like, gray cogs in a gray machine to serve the master.
Right.
We don't need to be that.
Right. And of course, too, the division you're talking about, especially on racial lines, now every single thing is racialized. And I think it's so sad because I was just saying earlier in the program, I remember growing up in the shadow of Martin Luther King Jr., civil rights, And my perception was always that the United States was always moving in the right moral direction. But nowadays, I mean, you go back some 50 years, and now today we're trying to head right back, just as you're describing, to just tearing everything apart, and everything is based on race, on gender, on socioeconomic status, or what have you, and we're supposed to hate each other and be at each other's throats. But it only, like you said, but that just serves the master, quote unquote, of division.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is exactly what the woke movement, which is a Marxist-based movement, wants to do, and you'll remember these words, because they want to facilitate the fundamental transformation of the United States of America. They need this balkanization in order for that to happen. And quite honestly, we are still moving in the right moral direction, Kyle. We are. These people who are fomenting this discontent are a minute number of people among our populations, but with the biggest mouths.
Right, right. And then also you've got the liability factors. They're looking around to sue companies or to sue individuals, and everybody has to sort of, you know, get in line with this thing for fear that they're going to be called out, canceled, or they have their businesses ruined.
Right. It's moved on from, okay, I'm going to sue you in court. This is one reason why we all have to pay attention when you're voting for judges as well. It's hard to find judges' decisions to base your vote on, but it's important to be engaged in that, because the judges, their decisions mold our society. We're starting to move beyond a judicial system into one where that court is in the court of public opinion with social media, where the cancelization happens, where the I can't get a job because of my social media page is happening. That's all in the woke playbook. They've captured, when you go back to the beginning of the progressive revolution in the United States, when it hit these shores, again, it's based in Marxism. They wanted to capture the media. They wanted to capture education. And once they had those two, they could capture the government. They've got media. They've got education. And they're starting to shut the door on having government. And we've got to actively push back. That doesn't mean that you just get to not buy Coke, or not shop at Target, or don't drink Bud Light. You've got to start talking to your neighbor about these people who are trying to divide us to end us.
Well said. Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. A pleasure speaking with you, sir. We'll be talking with you again on Monday.
Stay low, my friend.
Thank you. You too, Frank. All right, folks. Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com. Check him out over there. And folks, we're going to be right back after these brief messages. Bottom of the hour, Kyle Warren with you, and for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The Senate passed a bill to raise the government's borrowing limit late last night, sending it to President Biden's desk. The bill is a deal struck by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden to raise the debt ceiling and cut spending. It passed by a 63-36 vote. 4 Democrats, 31 Republicans, and 1 Independent voted no. Presidential candidate Donald Trump on a Fox News town hall gathering last night talks about alleged corruption at the Department of Justice and FBI and the dangers it imposes on our country.
It is a dual system of government. There's a dual system of you talk about law and order. You can't have law and order in a country where you have such corruption.
Game one of the best of seven NBA finals last night went to Denver over Miami, 104-93. Game two is Sunday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning. And we have so much more to tell you about. In just a few moments, we're going to be talking with our good friend Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. So you want to stay tuned for that, because I'm going to tell you here real quick that this portion of our program is being brought to you by the good folks over at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, of course. Listeners to the show know that Captain Matt tells all the listeners about the great products at MyPillow.com, whether it's the MyPillow 2.0, that's brand new, of course, the Giza sheets, slippers, the unbelievable towel sets, just to name a few. You definitely want to go over to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Check them out. And by the way, don't forget to use your promo code. The promo code is Captain. Real easy to remember. The promo code is Captain. And you know that everyone in my family, the professor's family, we all sleep on a MyPillow. Mrs. Professor gave me the slippers for Christmas, and she enjoys hers as well. We sleep on the Giza sheets every night. We absolutely love them, and you're going to love them too. Go over to MyPillow.com, and you can save 50% right now on the MyPillow Giza bed sheet sets. As low as $29.98, slippers, sandals, slides, as low as $19.95 with your promo code Captain. And if you don't want to go on the internet, that's fine too. They got you covered. You can dial 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And be sure to use the promo code Captain. Talk to the nice person on the other end of the phone, and you'll be able to save a bunch just by using the promo code Captain. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And let's head over to the telephone line, because we got Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com. Welcome to the program, sir.
Yeah, hey, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Kyle.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that is going on out there these days, not only, of course, we have the higher interest rates and people are, it's harder for people, especially to buy a first home. A lot of people aren't selling their home right now because they've got such a great rate. But generally speaking, what do you think now the difference between renting and owning? What are the what are the possibilities and what's happening out there in the market?
Yeah, it's a definitely an unfortunate situation in, you know, the greatest country on the planet, where, you know, you think of the American dream. A lot of people think of that American dream as home ownership. Of course, you know, it could be also interpretative of starting a business and kind of growing from an entrepreneurial capitalist type mentality. But yeah, let's focus on the housing part. When you look at that, over the last year and few years, several years, so this, what we've seen is a very pernicious effort by these large institutional buyers, aka BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, some of these other big, large real estate investment trusts and other firms. What they're doing is they're going in and they're buying a lot of the single family homes that would normally be open inventory and available for purchase for first time home buyers or maybe you know, people that are recent graduates, either college or high school graduates, maybe coming out of a trade school, getting to or maybe just getting married and you know, that kind of that first entry level type starter home. But no. The ESG policies by the Biden administration, where they're basically circumventing a normal political process of rights and wrongs and picking winners, especially when it comes to environmental, social governance, and of course the DEI, climate cult, you know, folks that are all involved with that. So what happens is you have these homes that are being sold to these large institutional buyers who have all cash. They have cash to spend. So from a seller perspective, as you're, you know, and I'm the listing agent most of the time with Keller Williams Realty nationwide here, what happens is whenever an offer comes in and you see that cash, it's hard to say, no, we don't want the cash. We'd rather go with this finance buyer or maybe a veteran loan or maybe an FHA type of a loan, which is going to have more hoops and more inspections and more requirements for in terms of repairs and things like that. So the owners and the listing agents will frankly just say, hey, let's just take the cash. It's a fast close. We can close in a couple of weeks and it's an easier deal. So they make it so easy, and they have all this cash to throw around. And, you know, so that's what's happening. And by the year 2030, Kyle, by the year 2030, it's estimated that 40% of all United States home purchases will be by institutional buyers.
Well, that, you know, that is really alarming. And, you know, I see these commercials too. You know, we'll buy your house, you know, just put in your address and you're going to get an offer right back. I often wonder how they construct those offers. But this is, as you said, they just got oodles of cash that they just want to buy up property no matter what. And they'll just sort of sort them out later, basically, in terms of repairing
right.
them or getting them ready to rent, that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, and a lot of times what they'll do is they'll tie your property up on the market, and then they'll wait until right before closing, and then they'll say, no, we can't close at that price. We actually found a couple of, they'll do an inspection. Oh, we found this or that or the breaker box. You know, they'll find a couple things, and then they'll renegotiate price with you. And at that point, you're already packed up. You know, you've got your money down on another home that you're expecting to close. So there's people out there that will play that game also.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Something else to be careful of is what they call an assignable contract. So sometimes they'll have you sign a contract, but they'll check the box that says it's assignable, meaning that they can forego a closing themselves, but then they can sell that contract. They can assign that contract to a third party, and then that third party would end up closing on it or not. And then they would be relieved from the liability of the contract. So there's a lot of things to be cautious of, and we can help the listeners worldwide, nationwide through our Keller Williams network, Keller Williams Realty, the number one real estate company on the planet. And my wife, Lindsay, and I, we own our own team, here in Tampa Bay. So we'd love to make sure that all of the listeners out there, all your audience is taken care of and they don't fall victim to these rather devious and pernicious business practices.
Well, I'm so glad that you're talking about this, because it's the old adage, if it's something looks too good to be true, well, then it probably is. And there's just no shortcut in some of these things. But getting back to what you were saying, it is alarming, you know, because most people, this is how they build wealth. You know, they own their property. They own it over a period of time. It appreciates. But of course, one of the things that's happening now, at least in some of the, like for example, a multifamily or commercial, I don't think those properties are appreciating the way that they used to. And so owners can't refinance those properties too easily and take out a bunch of cash, which is what some of these big players do. They refinance their big multifamily buildings or this kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everything's worse under the Biden economy. We have record $1 trillion worth of credit card debt now cumulative as Americans. You had a 12.9% commercial vacancy rate, the highest ever on record. And it's just any aspect of life you look at, it's all worse under the Biden administration. And it trickles through the economy into single family housing, residential housing, multifamily housing. Of course, the higher interest rates is what's causing that lack of refinance that a lot of the folks would utilize in those situations. So yeah, you're absolutely right, Kyle.
And are contractors kind of hurting as well? Because if I can't refinance my home and take out a chunk of change to do some renovations or repairs, I'm not going to be hiring contractors for thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's hitting every industry, and you know, unfortunately, that's a complex issue too. Now, when you think about labor force and supply chain, it is definitely a challenge. So, we're hoping that, you know, we can make things change here coming up in the next year and a half with the election, mm-hmm. and get this country back on track and not selling out to the globalists who are aligning with the World Economic Forum, the WHO, and, of course, you know, the Davos in Geneva, Switzerland.
Well, with folks like you that are watching out for the consumers, I know that we got a fighting chance with that, Brandon, I'm glad to say. That's good. And so it's consumerqb.com, correct? That's the website?
Absolutely. ConsumerQB.com. People can visit there. That's our radio and TV show. It's called the Consumer Quarterback Show on 860 The Answer. And, yeah, you can call me directly, too. My cell phone number is 813-917-1894. That's a number that you can call or text, 813-917-1894. And I'm Brandon Rimes.
All right. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for being on the program this morning. I know we look forward to speaking with you again next week. And you take care of yourself, and it's consumerqb.com.
Thanks, Kyle.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself. We'll talk soon.
All righty. Will do.
Take care. All right. So, again, Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com, and very interesting stuff. It's alarming. Yeah. I mean, you know, the whole point is to try to go and buy a house and build your life, build your wealth, and suddenly that's getting harder and out of reach because of the set of circumstances we got. Okay, folks, Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. We're going to come right back. We're going to hear from Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Third Watch.
Yes, it is. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along here in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning. Don't forget the telephone number, 949-629-3212, is the temporary call-in line this week as we're broadcasting from the West Coast via, of course, our Salem Media Tampa, Florida flagship station right there in Tampa, Florida. And coming up in just a moment, we're going to be hearing from Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. But first, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they're the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. You know, the captain has worked with them for many years, and he's sung their praises for years as well. And so from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call, and be sure to tell them that the captain sent you. You know, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Give them a call to schedule an appointment or just stop on by. They're local and experienced. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right. Well, waiting patiently on the telephone line is Mr. Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning to everybody out there. Happy Friday to everyone. And let's have a good, safe weekend. And Let's talk a little sports here, Kyle. How about those Nuggets? They pick it up and win 104-93 over the Heat. Jokic, just MVP type of guy. He just played very well. And I think the Heat had a little lag after having that seven-game series with the Boston Celtics, and the Nuggets were all rested up. So the next game will be, you know, paramount for the Heat to get on board if they can steal one out there in the Mile High City in Denver. That can make it really a heck of a series. People were worried that the Nuggets were going to put it on them because of the tough series against Boston. But we shall see. So that should be fun for everybody. The other playoff action is going to start tomorrow. Talking hockey now. And that's going to be one heck of a series. The Florida Panthers against the Las Vegas Golden Knights. So one of those franchises will have their first Stanley Cup trophy. That's always a fun and exciting thing to do. Kind of funny, two of the hottest cities in North America, you know, playing the coldest game out there.
Exactly.
For it all. So I like that, and it's a lot of fun for people. And then you're speaking about broadcasting out west, Kyle. Well, out in Phoenix, you're going to be having a heck of a race Sunday. So stay tuned for that out there, worldwide raceway in Portland, Oregon, pardon me. Portland, Oregon, and that should be a lot of fun. I love that racetrack in Phoenix, so I sometimes think of that. But that's where they'll be racing this weekend. After that Coca-Cola 600, there's going to be a lot of people trying to, you know, get into the points category and make it happen. You ever get to a NASCAR race, Kyle?
Not lately, but I sure do appreciate it and love it.
Yeah, it's a fun sport to check out and watch. You know, everything about sports, because it's competition. I think that's why people love it and enjoy watching, you know, a lot of different sports.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, you know, there's, especially when it comes to commitment and determination, all these things, especially when, you know, when you have your kids play sports, they learn so many important lessons. And number one, sometimes you don't always win. Sometimes you do everything right, but you still lose the game. And I always sort of walked away from my kids' games, you know, is that if they did well that day, they made the catch, they hit the ball, or they did, you know, they did something great, then I would praise them for that and say, yeah, okay, well, the team didn't win today, but you did a great job, and that's what made me proud.
Amen, Cal. I've always said this, you know, football, especially, to me, is the ultimate team sport, and life is a team sport. So we all need to, you know, work together with each other and make it happen. And I wish our political system would do that more often than not.
Hear, hear. Yeah.
We just don't seem to get it. I don't understand it. Yeah, it's real simple, Kyle. There's no way. We're all different upbringings when it comes to sports. But when you get on the playing field, you learn to work with each other and forget about your personal differences or uncommonality and find a common goal to win the game. And that's what life should be about. That's a great point you just made about sports.
Yeah.
That's what does it.
Yeah, and you persevere because sometimes, you know, you don't feel like going out and playing that day. But your team, if you don't show up, you know, your team's gonna suffer as a result of that. So you learn how to go out there and make it happen.
Exactly. That's the beauty of sports and kids playing sports. And it's funny, you know, that's cool that you were a good parent that way and you kept it in perspective. A lot of parents think it's the World Series when the kid's 10 years old and they want to put things out on social media that Johnny's, you know, going to be this or that. It's too early, too premature to tell that. Let the kids enjoy it. Have fun with it. And whatever transpires from it, that's great. But learn life lessons.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And my son had a great coach. You know, they always have a standout coach. And this particular one told him and taught him all the ins and outs of baseball. And wanted to win and very, very serious, but at the same time instilled the love of the game, because if they lose that at a younger age, then they'll stop playing.
So true, Cal. And there's some kids that just aren't going to be your let alone a pro athlete, let alone high school, even middle school. But don't ruin it. Let the kid have fun so they love the game and still want to watch it and follow it, which is great for sports.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because then you have a lifetime of enjoyment following, pro sports and so forth, and that's when it really starts to kick in.
Exactly. Talk a little bit about Tom Brady. You know, he was on a good interview with Jim Gray yesterday. Looks like he's talking about Vegas, the Vegas Knights. Looks like he's going to be a part of the Raiders. Organization, a little minority owner out there, and he just has to get 25 out of the 32 people to vote him in, which I don't think that'll be a problem. But it's funny how he's like, I'm certain I'm not playing again. And I hope that's, he doesn't change his mind.
Mm-hmm.
He had a decent season last year with the Tampa Bay Bucks, but not what he used to be. Father Time catches up with all of us. And I hope he realizes that. And great career. Just, be a part owner, which is neat that he's going to have that opportunity. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. So we wish him well. People in the Northeast, real happy with him winning a lot of Super Bowls for the Patriots. And the Bucks fans are happy that he came here and won for them.
Mm-hmm. So, that's right.
Just wanted to share that with everybody. Also, Kyle, to let people know, I do the Sports Zone from 11 to 12 on Sundays on the flagship station here, AM 860 in Tampa. You can catch us on the computer if you're not in the Tampa Bay area to listen to it live. I'd appreciate it. And, we have a fun show, entertaining. We take call-ins. So we love people's opinions because that's what it's all about. That's what sports is, getting each other's opinions and thoughts. So please tune into that, folks. And also, if anybody out there needs any assistance looking over documents for their insurance needs, give me a call at 813-966-1052. It's helped out thousands of people over 30 years, Kyle, with their Medicare, their Social Security, their veterans benefits. Just making sure we get them all the benefits they can. And if we have to do creative things with their finances to get them into programs, we have ways to do that. So if you need any help out there in that department, please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. I can guarantee you one thing, as Joe Namath would say, I'm going to at least make you have a peace of mind after we finish talking and realize you're in a good position, or, we're going to save you some money and get you in a better program.
So, very cool. Yeah. Very cool indeed.
God bless you, brother. Thanks for filling in for the captain. Have a great weekend, and look forward to talking.
All right. Thank you so much, Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Take care, sir. We'll talk to you next time. All right. Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. And, folks, I hear the music coming up. It means we're heading to the end of the broadcast here for the program today. I want to thank you so much for being with me here. Kyle Warren in for the captain. I want you to go out there and make it a great day, and we will see you right back here for the weekend show. Take care out there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.